أحمد الله رب العالمين، حمد عباده الشاكرين الذاكرين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا مصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا مصطفانا نبينا ونبي الثقلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وبارك اللهم على أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الصحابة أجمعين وعن التابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، إن شاء الله today we continue إن شاء الله. I will say inshallah today is all to do about two person, and hopefully in the last 10 or 15 minutes we will be just talking about them, which is Hamza, Sayyidina Hamza, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And it's actually a bit embarrassed to even give the 15 minutes, but we have to work with what we have, because to talk about those two names, we're talking about a huge effort. We talk about the Islam. We talk about ayat has been revealed from Al-Mawla Azza wa Jalla in the Quran for those two people. SubhanAllah, imagine if ayah in the Quran, you stand, or we stand every day in the Qiyam, in five prayer, and we say ayat has been revealed because of someone. If you think about this actually itself, it will make you, how they look like, those people. Wallahi, it makes your mind, subhanAllah. We will talk to them, we'll talk about them inshaAllah. But before we reach this stage, we need to know, yesterday we were talking about what is the reaction from Quraysh. How did they react to the invitation of the Prophet when he stand on the Safa and he was saying to everybody, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, it's only one God, I am the Prophet. Things went upside down, and we have given some example of like Ala Yasir, we've given some example of like Abdullah ibn Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, we give an example of Khabbab ibn al-Arat. But before we even move further, I just want to ask one thing. The first one came into Islam, or the first one accepted Islam from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we probably know is Sayyidina Abu Bakr. As soon as he talked to him, it clicked. And Abu Bakr said, Ameen. Yes, it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. Worshipping statues, drinking alcohol, and having this life, it doesn't make any sense. But what you're saying, Ya Muhammad, it makes sense. But Abu Bakr bring to Islam who? You know who's Abu Bakr actually invited to Islam for the first year of the da'wah? He invited six people of the people who guaranteed Jannah. Talha, Az-Zubayr, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Those names, we're talking about the half of the Muslim. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, who opened Sham. Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, opened al-Iraq. The rest, like, imagine all this hasanat goes where? For the whole this country, going to who? To Abu Bakr. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying, لَوُزِنَ إِمَانَ أَبُو بَكْرِ. If the iman of Abu Bakr put in a side, and the entire ummah's iman put in other side, Abu Bakr will win. Look at the iman. Look at the iman coming. He, Allahu Akbar. All those people, all these countries, all these hasanat, everyone getting to Islam is going to his hasanat in the Day of Judgment. And one more thing. Question, actually. Who knows better if we think about he would take in the Islam in the first year and us at the moment? Who knows more about Islam and about Quran? Him or us in the first year? Think about it. He just new to Islam, he took the idea and he start work and inviting people to come to Islam. Who knows more about Islam, us or him? It's us. It's only four surah has been revealed. And he's only new in Islam. And yet he managed to get all these people to Islam. And we've been Muslim for how many long? 25 years? 35 years? And he was only 1 year Muslim. And he bring all these people to Islam. 1 year. It make you think. It make you think, Allahu Akbar, what did I do to the Islam if I have 25 years or 35 years or 40 years or even 60? And this guy was just 1 year, Abu Bakr. And again, ayat being revealed in the Quran, in the hijrah, ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. We'll come to this later. I just wanted to bring this over because it makes you think, sit with yourself, think, I need to do something for the Islam. I'm not asking you to go and invite people, even no, but do something. Help in the mosque, help in your community, help in your society, help with the people. This is how the Islam will spread. Help your neighbor. Doesn't matter if he's Muslim or not, because you are representing Islam, and this is how the Islam could be spread. So, people came to Islam. Quraysh reacted to the invitation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have seen Quraysh, and Quraysh was dying to put down this dawah. They did everything. You know what they did? Even they sent someone. Someone is called An-Nadr ibn al-Harith. A guy is called An-Nadr ibn al-Harith. That's his name. SubhanAllah. They send him to Persia and Roman Empire. You know why? Only to learn stories. Only to learn stories, bring him back and speak to the people in Quraysh about the story of those people. And if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with the Quran to talk, say, see, this one, stories is better than Muhammad. Look how they, wallahi, they see how they think. They even send someone out like we send our kids to learn in this college and this. They did. They sent someone in Berger specifically to learn some stories and came to Quraysh and talked to the people about it. See, I'm saying stories as well. If Muhammad's saying some story from the Quran, I am as well saying. See, they're confusing people. They do everything to stop this da'wah. Everything. And they even accused him in his own family. They called him Abtar. You know, brother, what Abtar mean? Abtar. It's not sounds familiar? Okay, think about this. Inna a'tainaka fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna sha'ni'aka huwa al-abtar. What does that mean, Abtar? Al-abtar means batara, it means cut. The word batara, it means cut. So the mushrikeen, when the boys for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to die, they said, okay, he doesn't have a family, he doesn't have boys, he's an abtar. I mean, as soon as Muhammad died, the entire Islam and invitation of Islam will be die with him, because he doesn't have kids to carry his name, does he? That's why they call him Muhammad is abtar. And the Quran came straight away, inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Whoever say that about you, Muhammad, he is the one who actually have no life and no family, and we give you the kawthar instead of those words. So they do everything. They try to cause and call him whatever names you imagine. Majnoon, crazy, magician, abtar, his man. They even said he worked for someone else. There was a guy in Yemen, his name is Rahman. Look, wallahi, that's what they did. The guy called Rahman, he lives in Yemen. They said, oh yes, this is the Rahman he talked about in his Quran. You know, Bismillah Rahman. They say, oh, the Rahman is not the God, is the guy who lives in Yemen, his name is Rahman. just put yourself in the state of the Prophet for 5 minutes. And subhanAllah, we talk about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We talk about, and he was spending the entire night just doing dua for them, Ya Allah. That's what he said, Ya Allah, forgive them, because they don't know. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first one knock in the Jannah, on the door of the Jannah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah, this hadith Qudsi, in the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes to the door of Jannah, and he knocks on the door. And the angel from the other side will say, who is knocking? Look, wallahi, the Prophet is saying that, and look how beautiful our Prophet is. Who is knocking in the door? He said, I am Muhammad. He said, wallahi, Allah instructed me that door will never be opened till the guy is called Muhammad. Is that you? Say, yes, I am. And he opened the door of Jannah to the Prophet. And look the way they talk about him. Look the way they talk about it. Look the way they dying to push him away from this da'wah and not to take it and not to accept it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the punishment is still there. And they keep punishing the Sahaba. The Sahaba's dying. 200 people in 3 years accepted Islam, and 90 people dying in the 3 years. See, from the punishment they did everywhere. They took the money. They took, if you announce Islam, you know what is the consequences will be. And they never go back. Not even one person from the 200 never accepted Islam and he go back to his religion. Never. Wallahi, not if I'm aware of what I've read. Never someone take it. And from the pushing and from the punishment, and the punishment was tough. Khabbab ibn al-Arat, they used to get him naked. And wallahi, you know the charcoals? Charcoals. They put it in a fire and they get him to sleep on it. Wallahi, sleep on it. And the mushrikeen used to smell the flesh of his body. But just for him to not to leave Islam, no. You know what Abu Jahl was telling Khabbab, one of the Sahaba, his name is Khabbab. He said, "Ya Khabbab, if you just say something bad about Muhammad, I will release you from what you're doing now." He said, "Wallahi, I won't do it." What are those hearts? Honestly, what are they? What are these hearts? They are human, yeah? They're not aliens. They are human. And but the way when the iman controls the heart, this is what makes them strong. Radwanullah alayhi. But it's not all black. It's not all bad. This is the time we're going to see about two important people came to Islam. And so far the Islam is so, people getting beaten, people getting punishment, people, and all of a sudden an incident will happen just by the Kaaba. And what happened? Abu Jahl came in, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying, and Abu Jahl get very frustrated, very angry, and he approaches the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he swear at him and say, could you do this at your home? Don't do it in our face. And he swear at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did the Prophet say? Nothing. But who is listening? A lady. And she run away. And she run for who? For his uncle. Who is his uncle? Hamza. Yeah, Hamza. Hamza, by the way, he was one of those guys who literally, who had no problem with Quraysh, no problem with da'wah, no problem with Islam. He has one talent, which is hunting lions in the desert. Wallahi, Hamza, that was literally his, you know, what you can find about him in books. Hunting lions and birds. And one day he's coming, this lady calling him, "Ya Hamza, Abu Jahl, Amr ibn Hisham, he just swear at your cousin by Kaaba, at Muhammad." He straight away took his horse, he run, he go to him, "Where is Abu Jahl?" Just like that, Hamza. He pushed the people, he approached him, "Did you swear at him and I'm following him?" And bang, and he pushed him in his face. He literally put a cut in his face like that. It was existing in his face till the day he died in Ghazwat Uhud. In his face with his arrow. Bang in his face. "Did you swear at him and I follow him?" He wasn't even following him. Hamza wasn't even following the Prophet. This is actually the way they entered Islam. This is exactly the way Hamza be a Muslim. And he pushed him, and he was, the blood goes out of Abu Jahl's mouth, and he said, "Leave him, wallahi, laqad sababtu ibn akhihi sabban qabihan. I have swear that his cousin Allah, please leave him," for to the people. And he left, and he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Ya Muhammad, before I used to support you just because you're my cousin, but now I support you for Islam. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." He's Muslim. That was the first light in Islam. Which year we are in? We're in the year 5. So 5 years now. 200 and Hamza. 200 and Hamza. But the good news comes following. Who's coming next? Umar. And wallahi, if I spend the rest of my life, God knows when we're gonna pass away, talking about this moment and talking about Islam, Umar, and how Umar get into Islam, it will be enough time. Umar, enough. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, "Allahumma izz al-Islam bi ahad al-umarayn." Allahumma strength that Islam was one of those two people, Amr ibn al-Khattab or Umar ibn Hisham of Jahl. Ya Allah, one of those need to be Muslim, subhanAllah. And it came to Umar ibn al-Khattab. But his Islam was going gradually. It wasn't going like Hamza, bang, it wasn't going like that. No, Umar was punishing Muslimin badly. Umar was drinking alcohol badly. He was punishing Muslimin. If anyone knows he's Muslim from his own tribes, he would literally punish him very bad. He used to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet used to remind him. He used to follow him in the first 3 years. And if saw someone talk to him, move away. He doesn't talk to the Prophet because he know he can't, because of his tribe. He pushed the people away. Don't talk to Muhammad. Don't talk to Muhammad. He used to follow the Prophet. His servant, a lady, she became a Muslim, and he get a stick, and he keep punishing her all day long. And then he get tired, so he sit down like this, and he get tired. And then the lady, the slave, his servant said, look, she said, "Ya Umar, look how Allah make you weak, and I'm still strong." Wallahi, he was saying about this. Wallahi, that was the first light of Islam in my heart. Umar was saying that. The lady told, look how Allah make you tired and I'm still strong. Get up and hit Allah. And he was still like, that's not right. Something is wrong there. And he's still moving. One day he was coming back home. One day Umar, this is Nasir, he's not a Muslim yet. He was coming back home, and in his way, in the Kaaba, he saw a shadow by the Kaaba. Like someone standing, someone doing ruku'. Then he approached and he goes slowly. It was in the night, yeah? He goes slowly and he knows Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He knows the Prophet. Then he said, let me listen. He never listened to Quran. By the way, when Umar listened to Quran, he became Muslim. But he never listened to Quran. Like the problem with Umar, he doesn't want to listen. This is the problem. But as soon as he listened to Quran, he became a Muslim straight away. He went by the Kaaba, and he kept listening to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, and by this time was Surah Al-Haqqa was revealed. So he's listening to Surah Al-Haqqa, to Mal-Haqqa, wa ma adraka Mal-Haqqa. He's listening till it came to, and then Umar was saying, wow, this is like a poet. Then the ayah in Surah Al-Haqqa say, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. That's not a poet. The Quran was saying that. And he was like, he was shocked, like, oh, maybe it's a priest then. He is a priest. Then the next ayah will say, وَمَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. Then what that is then? He was talking, and the Prophet miles away say, تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the word of Allah, Ya Umar. He was shocked. By the way, this incident happened between Muhammad and him, and the Prophet doesn't even know he's standing there. And he ran home. He was shaken, Umar. He was shaken and he ran home. He's like, this doesn't right. And he keep incident happening day by day. Every day something happened to Umar. Something new happened to Umar. Till the day that he said, you know what? That's it. I'm going to kill him. And this is Umar. And this is Sayyidina Umar. He doesn't have a gray area. White or black. And he said, yes, I know Bani Abd Manaf will come and kill me. But so what? But at least we finished all this balava, all this problem. We're going to end up, I'm going to go and kill him. And then I go myself to Bani Abd Manaf to kill me with Muhammad. And that's it, done. That's what he was thinking. He went in the street away, took his sword, and he ran to, and where are you going, Ya Umar? I'm going to kill the Prophet. Full stop. And then a guy was just stopping and saying, Umar, where are you going? He said, I'm going to kill Muhammad. He said, seriously? Just like that? He said, yes, I'm going to go after I kill him. I'm going to go to Bani Abd Manaf, his family, to give up myself to kill me and man for man. And job done. He said, okay, go to fix your family first, Ya Umar. Your sister has become a Muslim. He said, what? He said, yes, Fatima. Fatima bint al-Khattab. He said, Ayyu Ahl Bayti. Which one are you talking about? I said, Fatima. He run. Look at him, look at Umar. He looks like this, whoever told him this news, it's kind of like, you know, they said, if someone's going to die, let his sister, until we warn the Prophet. Allahu A'lam why he's saying that. But he ran to his sister, he knocked on the door. Who was inside? Fatima, her husband, Sa'id ibn Zayd, I think the name, if I get it wrong, Al-Khabbab ibn al-Arat was reading. Reading what? Reading Surah Taha. He get in, say, what did they just hear? He said, nothing. No, you were saying something. Did you both accept Islam? Her husband said, yes, Ya Umar, we did accept Islam. He hold his, her husband, and he put him in the floor and licked him, keep punishing his face. Umar was, mashallah, yani, if he stand in a horse, her leg will touch the floor. He's quite, mashallah. And then her sister came to push him, no, and he slapped her face, and she was bleeding. Fatima bint al-Khattab, she was bleeding as well. And then said, Ya Umar, we accepted Islam. Whether you take it or not, whether you're happy with this or not, we became a Muslim. Then he said, okay then. He need to think about it. He stand up, he sit down, and he saw the sahifa, he saw the piece of paper we're reading from, and it was Surah Taha. It was Surah Taha. And for the first time, Umar was reading the Quran. Like I said, he never actually got the chance to go and read it properly. This is the first time, Taha. ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. Look at this name, look at these words. Look at this word when it comes in his heart, Umar. And he immediately said, after he read this, take me to Muhammad. And he was calm. They took him. And he was in Arqam ibn Abi al-Arqam. We'll talk about this tomorrow, inshallah. Arqam. He went there. And he goes and he opened the door. And who was inside? 40 people, including Hamza. And as soon as he knocked in the door, they just opened from like, they want to see who's out first. And because it's still secret, hasn't been announced yet. And Bilal was getting for the people, say, Allahu Akbar, it's Umar. And everyone shaking. You know, like police, open the door, honestly. Umar, everyone was shaking. And Hamza said, no, stop. Open the door. If he come for good, that's good. If he come for bad, we kill him with his sword. Look, Hamza. You know, just like that. He get in, and as soon as he get in, Hamza grab him from his shirt like that. Say, what are you doing here today, Ya Umar? But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, leave him, Ya Hamza. Come, Ya Umar. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold him again here. Alam ya'in laka an tuslim ya ibn al-Khattab? It's not the time yet to be a Muslim. Look at this word. Wallahi, he said this. And Umar get in his knees and he said, Ya Muhammad, wallahi, I came today to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka rasulullah. And look at the way the Prophet didn't take him easy. Umar, subhanallah, which character to deal with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Umar doesn't go easy like that. He was going really rough on him. Alam ya'in laka, it's not yet to be a Muslim. What are you fighting for? It's not yet to be Muslim. Ashhad. Straight away, Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And straight away, look now, this is what I'm going to end up with. Look at Umar in his first day in Islam, and look at us in 35, 40 years in Islam. First day, straight away. Ya Rasulullah, do we not in the right? Yes, Ya Umar. Are they not in the wrong? Yes, Ya Umar. Why is the hiding for? What are we hiding for? Straight away out to Kaaba to do tawaf. Was hiding. They literally were hiding 2 seconds ago. They say, no, we're in the right. Why are we hiding, Ya Rasulullah? And the takbir, Allahu Akbar, they were hear it. The people were hear it from Mecca, from by the Kaaba. They were hear, wallahi, as soon as they hear people, the Muslims say, Allahu Akbar, they start to say, Aslama Umar. Umar became a Muslim. And they went to take the people, Hamza in a row, in a queue, Umar in the queue, and they both went to Kaaba, they doing tawaf, and say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadun Rasulullah. And the Muslims said, we never ever get the chance to pray in Kaaba until Umar became a Muslim. See, first day, and himself, he go, he knock on the door to Abu Jahl. Open the door, Abu Jahl. Why are you here doing Umar? Say, do you know I'm a Muslim? Just like that, I'm in a fight. Wallahi, I'm a Muslim, you have an issue with that? And said, he slammed the door in his face. He lifted him and went. Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira. He knocked on the door. I'm a Muslim. Do you have a problem with that? The Umar. First day. And he doesn't have a really that tribe and that family to support him, by the way. But the Iman, wallahu, al-Iman in his heart. I am a Muslim. Do you have a problem with that? He slammed the door in his face. Then you know what? He went to them where they stand, all the mushrikeen by the Kaaba. And he said, listen, all of you. I am Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadun Rasulullah. to all of them. That's Umar. Wallahi, if I spend the rest of my life talk about this moment in the Islam life, in the Muslimin, it will never be enough. Enough to tell you the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came, he had a dream one day, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he went to the Sahaba, and he was smiling. And they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, why are you smiling this morning? Your face, like a beautiful smile. He said, Wallahi, I had a dream. And said, what was the dream? And he told the Sahaba, that was a hadith. يُؤْتَ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ قُمَّصِ. The people in the day of judgment will came قُمَّص. قُمَّص, it means wearing a kameez, you know, kameez, a shirt. كُلٌ عَلَى قَدْرِ عَمَلِهِ. Everyone according to his good and bad deed. Some of us, her kameez up to here. And some, the kameez up to here. And some a kameez up to neck. وَيَأْتِي عُمَرْ وَهُوَ يَجُرُّ قَمِيصًا. And Ibn al-Khattab, Umar will came and he's dragging his qamis. That's Umar and what he did to Islam. I'll have to finish here tonight, inshallah. And inshallah we'll carry on tomorrow. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
Allah.